I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News.
This is what democracy looks like.
This has become a familiar sound recently. Protests, pickets, and rallies have been popping up across Montana cities ever since the election last November. Rob Saldine, a professor of political science at the University of Montana, says the amount of political activism we've seen so far in Donald Trump's presidency is unprecedented.
The kind of resistance we're seeing now, it's unlike anything we've seen in American politics for a very long time. It's far more aggressive than what George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or Richard Nixon encountered at the start of their presidencies.
Saldine adds, any time political power flips from one party to another, the newly winning party can expect a deluge of contact from those now out of power. And that's exactly what's been happening. Since Election Day, people in the Flathead Valley, like Joan Vetter Ehrenberg, say they've been getting in touch with their congressman through conventional ways, like writing, calling, or showing up at local offices.
It makes people feel as though they're a part of democracy.
But it's not always easy. 2 weeks ago, several members of the activism group Missoula Rises scheduled a meeting with Republican Senator Steve Daines' Missoula office to talk about a number of issues, including how Daines planned to vote on a few of Trump's cabinet nominees. Group leader Erin Erickson says she emailed questions in advance with the hope that her group would be able to have a real back and forth with Daines' office staff.
So we were really encouraged about the way things were shaping up.
The morning of the meeting, however, she received a call limiting her group from a dozen people to three. She was advised no recordings could be taken and there would be no discussion.
My expectation is if we're going to take our time to go there, and if we're going to use up his staff's time, that it should be, everyone should be well prepared and we should be ready to have some dialogue. If we wanted to just leave questions for them without any substantive dialogue or answers, I mean, there's other avenues for us to do that.
After numerous emails and calls from Montana Public Radio, a spokesperson for Senator Daines emailed a statement saying, quote, Steve's number one priority is to represent all Montanans and Montana values in the Senate. He welcomes the opinions of everyone from the Treasure State, end quote. Democratic Senator John Tester says he's also fielding more constituent contact than usual. This January, constituents contacted him more than 34,000 times. That's six times the amount from this time last year.
Which is absolutely amazing to me. And I think it shows that people are very, very engaged in what their government's doing right now.
Tester says he's had to double his phone staff in D.C. to address the calls coming in.
We absolutely take into account what these people are saying and actually following up and also doing some research on the points they bring up. It does do good. It is very important, and it does impact decision making.
Many of the people I spoke with also mentioned contacting Representative Ryan Zinke, but decided to focus their energy on Montana's senators when Zinke began abstaining from votes on January 5th. A spokesperson for the representative said, quote, constituents are overall excited for the new administration, and when they call or write our office, they can expect a staff member to listen to their concerns and take action as needed. So far, there's little evidence to show that the calls and protests have led to any demonstrable results. Professor Rob Saldine points out that Republicans are sticking with Trump's agenda, and so far, all his cabinet appointments have been confirmed.
Seems like the big question is whether this kind of resistance is sustainable and whether it can take the really critical steps of organizing at the local level. And, you know, by this I kind of mean working within the system, getting people on the ballot, registering people to vote, and so on. These tasks are absolutely essential, but they aren't nearly as fun as marching. And the things we've seen so far, I think, in a way, that's kind of the easy stuff. But this is a long game.
I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.